Yo, it's your boy Philippe. Hey,
Mickey Solo, P.I.F. Paid in full, yeah.
Yeah, stay hooked onto Nuve Live.
Hi, what's up, people? This is Aggie the Royal Your Highness, and you're listening to Nuve Live.
Yo, you're now listening to Hip Hop Uganda Live with your boy truly, Sean. Home for Ugandan Hip Hop, hosted by yours truly, Sean.
Hey yo, what's up? It's your boy Anonymous, G2 Complex, most official, and you're listening to Hip Hop Uganda on Nuve Live.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Ajo, and you're listening to Nuve Live Podcast. Hip Hop All Day, Hip Hop Uganda, hosted by your main man, Nuve Sean. You can also catch him on nuvelive.org. That's nuvelive.org. So, sup?
Catch us right
catch
here.
Us right here.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
You're now listening to another episode of the Nuve Live Podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live, hosted by Sean.
What's up, people? Welcome to the Nuve Live Podcast, and I'm Sean, your host. Well, it's been a long time since we last had an episode of the Nuve Live Podcast, but well, guess what? We're back again. And last year was crazy. So many projects came through. A number of things were happening here and there. At the beginning of this year, we told you about TPPM, that is Therapeutic Purpose of Poetry and Music. Well, the main event happened, the inaugural event. Come on, help me with that word. The first initial event happened on 1st April. We had Sylvester come through, Painkiller, Charlemagne, and them other acts around in the hip hop circles and everywhere. So the event was about promoting mental health, and we told you mental health is mental wealth. And we were kickstarting the initiative with our sister blog, that is sobrietyline.wordpress.com. You can find more information on nuvelab.org as well. So we partnered with our sister blog. It's more of like an initiative to give back to community, you know. So many issues arise here, therapy lacking and all that. So the whole event was meant to initiate the conversation about mental health, how we can promote mental health therapy through music, poetry, and other art. Well, enough of the therapeutic purpose. Remember, there is Munch, Sip, and Rhyme. Our next event, which will be in 2018, that will be around April again. Yes, we do like April. So yeah, we shall have the Munch, Sip, Rhyme to be about eating, sipping, drinking, and having fun and rhyming as well. So we are combining all those three concepts, and the event will happen next year.
You're now listening to another episode of the Nuve Live Podcast, Hip Hop Uganda Live, hosted by Sean.
Now, recently there were so many events happening, but much more focus for this podcast will be on the UMA, that is the Uganda Music Award. I mean, not so many people knew about it. I just read reviews here and there, one in the Monitor, the other on Channel 8, a certain online blog, magazine, and another media that was covering the UMA, that is the Uganda Music Award. Now, truth be told, I think Ugandans are fed up of Music Awards, or maybe that they do not pay much attention to these awards. In the category of Best Hip Hop Act, there was Rap Knowledge, MC One Joke. There was, if I'm not mistaken, there was Big Ben, who happened to take the award home. But truth be told, little or not so much sensitization was done for the event as such. There was a low turn up, and few people are actually interested in the whole thing. I do not know why, but I think Ugandans have lost interest in these awards. We remember the Palm Awards that happened to die off. They stopped somewhere. We didn't get to hear about the Pearl of Africa Music Awards. They really died in natural death, but a permanent death. And maybe one would argue that the Palm Awards have been resurrecting in various forms, like the Viga, is it the Yuma recently? There was a Uganda Entertainment Awards, remember the other, was it last year? Yeah, where they forgot a whole hip-hop category, god damn it. Anyways, but much shouts to the Tribe UG for the Hip-Hop Awards. At least we have something that can represent our own, and this year there will be the Hip-Hop Awards coming through. Anyway, enough of the awards. Now, Josh SP just dropped an EP. Listen to it, it's quite inspiring. Quite exotic beats there. The Jinsu had one of the most memorable performances, of course Ryong as well, but we've not been hearing so much from the Jinsu. But her performance on one of those tracks, forget the title of the name, Wilder, what is it, Wilder or Wilder? It's going to take so many people a lot of time to get used to saying Wilder, because when you look at it, it's like the pronunciation and spelling of Wilder. Anyway, Josh SB packaged an EP, about 23 minutes, 6 tracks. One of the tracks, Questions with More Roots, interesting. Your Love with Balo. Wilder, the Jinsu, as I told you, Always, Kamanzi and Ryonga. Amazing performance here. God DNA definitely is the title of the EP, and also the title track is called God DNA. I feel like there are moments on this EP where, you know, there was like space for a rapper to drop a few bars here and there. And naturally, or when we listen to this Sonic, you can tell that there is a lot of hip-hop inspiration behind it, and more of the urban sound and the EDM vibes there. But yeah, that is God DNA, amazing tape, I mean EP, it's worth listening to. Another person who dropped an EP at the beginning of August is Lagoon, formerly known as Lyrics. This mixtape, actually it's a mixtape, it's called Extension. He has so far dropped 2 mixtapes this year, and Extension is a little bit, it sounds like he's not really inspired. It's but he is inspired, but you would think that speaking from the low points. Anyway, it's a mixtape, we could understand, but most of the tracks, it feels like it was meant to be an album and then later changed his mind, because when you follow the track list, he's speaking about this one thing, this one love, this whole relationship issues, and then all of a sudden reaches somewhere and the tape takes a certain turn and then gets back. Memorable tracks like UYS, which is Under Your Skin, amazing titles over here. Well, extension is worth the listen, but somewhat Lagum, we could say, is matured as a producer, and his attempt to have different rap styles is, I don't know how to put it, but somewhat when you listen to the tape, it's so linear. Probably that would be the word I could use. Now, the Ntinda boys are happening here lately. They just dropped another track called Another, no pun intended. And after they had just released the Mvuga Kampala remix, which is actually doing so well. Though, you know, this whole thing of influxing and putting out so much music and failing to promote each one of the projects sometimes could be devastating. The Chendiba audio that they released was after the Fuga Kampala remix. After the audio was released, I feel like Chendiba would have worked out as a good track, but they didn't promote it. All the focus is on Teba's Mvuga Kampala remix of his Cash Crop tape. And now the track they just released is called Another, off the joint tape of the NTM, Ntinda Movement, which is, according to Slick, in an email he sent me, he says likely the title of the mixtape would be called Lit. Yeah, we wait for so much more from them. And I need to let you know that we do have another podcast that will be both on our media sister blogs and the like. It will be called Munch Sip Rhyme, just to promote mental health. You would be able to download it off Nouvelle Live, and you'll be able also to download it off Sobriety Line. That is Sobriety, Sobriety Line. wordpress.com. You can also get it on Nouvelle Live, that is Nouvelive, yes, .org. Yeah, sure. So my name is Nouvelle, and you've been listening to the Nouvelle Live podcast, which will starting this week will be out and available every Wednesday for you to download. And don't forget to follow us on our Twitter, that is Nouvelle Live, Facebook Nouvelle Live, or visit the website nouvellive.org, or you can also check out our audio mark, Nouvelle Live Radio, SoundCloud Nouvelle Live Radio, Google Plus, Nouvelle Live, some old thing, and you can always catch us there. For any inquiries or business talk, you can always send an email at nouvellive@gmail.com or info@nouvellive.org. It's been Sean, your host. Well, I guess I will catch you on the next episode. You've been listening to the Nouvelle Live podcast, Hip Hop Uganda, and this has been episode 16. I'm out.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy A Joe, and you're listening to Nouvelle Live podcast, Hip Hop All Day, Hip Hop Uganda, hosted by your main man, Nouvelle Sean. You can also catch him on nouvellive.org. That's nouvellive.org. So, sup?
Catch us right here. Get it.